So Shvi of Parshas Kisavo is what my Rabbi Rav Yitzchak Avraham Tursky referred to as the epilogue of the Torah. Vayikra Moshe kol Yisrael vayomer lehem atem risam eis kol asher asah nei leichem v'eretz Mitzrayim lefar l'chol avadav l'chol aretzo ha-masos ha-gidolos asher ro einecha ha-osos v'ham-ofsim ha-gidolim ha-heim. The Sefer Dvarim is ended, the brachos and the klalos are the culmination, and Moshe just makes an observation of Elon Hassan Adonai Lachem Leiv Ladas Veinaim Leros Vasnaim Lishmoa Ad Hayom Hazeh. And then right, Moshe Rabbeinu is pointing out that you haven't fully appreciated the message until this very day. As Rashi quotes elsewhere, based on Chazal, right, what understanding requires in all places is total focus, right, no distraction, Leiv Ada, say Naim Liro, says Naim Lishmoa, be total focus, right, of our Naim, of what we're looking at, was Naim, what we're hearing, Lev, we're paying attention to. So that is certainly one layer in the Pasuk. Rashi quotes, based on Chazal, Adayom Hazeh, right, a person is not Yored, so if Daito Shal Rabba, what so far by him Shana. Dehainu, that there are things in life, many, many things, that you could tell a person once, twice, 5, 10, 50 times, and even if they comprehend it intellectually, the meaning is not attainable to them. The relevance and the meaning of what is going on, you tell somebody who's 15 years old that parenting is challenging, so they can be the brightest person in the world, and I don't just mean intellectually, even emotionally, they can understand that presumably it comes with some challenges, right? They're in a family themselves. But the statement essentially is a meaningless one to them, right? Because their station in life does not permit them to fully appreciate what that means. You tell a person who's dependent, again, is at a young stage in life, the challenges of Parnassa. So again, it's just not comprehensible, not because of any deficiency on the part intellectually or otherwise, but simply because life circumstances have not enable that person. So this imposes the chaora, a certain burden in pedagogical settings for sure, but also in general when we address people. Ben adam lechavero. So the Gemara in Shabbos speaks about b'derech shemoshe ches halev, that we have to try to appeal to people in a way that is moshe ches halev. So one of the challenges that we have is trying to appeal to a person in a way that they can hear it and they can internalize the message, belashon b'nei adam, as the Torah itself speaks. So we have a great challenge in that regard as well. Me'idach Yisad imposes a burden on the recipient of information, just to say that very often times in life, if a person is self aware that we have to know that we're hearing something to kind of, right, put away to the side. And sometimes if we're privileged to hear something, say, I may not be able to fully appreciate this now. Let's say a person at my stage in life may be hearing somebody reflect on what it is to be a grandparent, or to be, you know, a much older adult. So as much empathy as one wishes to have, as much understanding and patience as one wants to have, right, and nonetheless, there's a certain gap in terms of experience, but you file it away. You try to, right, shalavicha v'yegedicha zekenecha v'yomulach. You try to learn what you can in deference to your lack of experience, even if you understand that you can't appreciate it at every level. It's a very profound misunderstanding that Chazal are trying to eradicate here. In adam momid al da'sov da'ito shel rabbo, that not everything is attainable at a young age, right? As the Mishnah Pirkei Avos says, "Siv uvaleva," that we want to age with Torah. Odinuvun b'seva, the shenivu ani miyu. There are certain messages that Torah has for the young. There are certain messages that Torah has for the middle ages. Certain messages that Torah has that we can really only appreciate from the perspective of wisdom and experience of Doros. And in that regard, we have to be extremely mindful of limitations and never dismissive of something that seems maybe less relevant to us, because very often it's a product of our own lack of experience. Again, me'idach gisa, we should endeavor as much as possible with knowledge of our audience, if we're in a position to address them, to make sure that we're doing so in a way that's both accessible and as much as possible. It's not always possible to control over this, but as much as possible, you know, relevant in the here and now for them and for their benefit.